California's inland and coastal waters are in stress, and immediate action is needed to save endangered salmon and other freshwater species. Likewise, the Pacific coast is facing warming, acidification, and other challenges. That was the main takeaway from the State Senate Fisheries and Aquaculture Committee and 48th Annual Zeke Grater Forum. In July, the committee heard from officials, conservation experts, and tribes about the dire situation of the state's salmon because of two main factors, the current drought and the state's antiquated water management. Senator Mike McGuire said their predictions have come true.
The worst-case scenario has played out. According to the National Marine Fisheries Service, 80% of salmon eggs for the winter run were likely cooked to death on the Sacramento River. And we are now hearing that additional 18% of the remaining 20% juvenile salmon perished due to high water temperatures.
This year, only 2% of the winter run Chinook salmon survived in the Sacramento River. Compare that to a 5% survival rate in the 2015 drought year. Chuck Bonham was a salmon researcher before he became the longest-serving director of the State Department of Fish and Wildlife. He reported on the extremely depleted condition of the rivers and reservoirs throughout the state.
It's grim. It's worse as I've ever seen it in my career. It's worse right now than it was in the middle of the last drought. The 2020 and 2021 water years are the second driest two-year periods in the historical record in California. We no longer can count on cold water from reservoirs coming into our hatcheries, keeping the water cool enough to survive hatchery operations.
Bonham asserted that climate change is a major driver of the state's erratic climate going forward. His grim conclusion is that salmon will not survive in year after year of single-digit survival rates. He says it's time for all hands on deck.
It's time to do the things which are potentially the real things that will help us on the road to recovery, not avoiding just extinction. We need to get fish out up of the Central Valley floor. If they stay stuck on the Central Valley floor, we're going to run out of cold water year after year, looking through the decades. It's just a reality dealing with climate impacts. We need to get them into their historical habitat.
That would mean creating dam bypasses for salmon so they could access legacy High Sierra spawning pools and make more streams available for salmon. Another crisis point is the Klamath River. Flows are so low and warm this year that virtually all salmon were dying. Tribal leaders proclaimed it a climate emergency. The fish kill will impact coastal and inland tribes as well as Northern California's fishing industry. George Bradshaw is president of the Pacific Coast Federation of Fishermen's Associations. He says connecting the interdependent nature of the state's rivers and ocean ecosystems is a priority, and the planned removal of 5 dams on the Klamath can't happen soon enough.
The Klamath system, is still in an overall very poor state. This continues for the need of what Director Bonham mentioned. We need to have the ability to move forward with, improving this river's conditions. Dam removal, which he spoke about, was and is potentially one of the biggest benefits that we could have by helping flush out that system.
Saving salmon in the Central Valley will be a different kind of task, according to Doug Obigi, senior attorney with the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says the major reason for fish kills this year is because of the way the state's water resources are divided up.
In 2021, the State Water Board allowed the state and federal water projects to drain Shasta Reservoir and other upstream reservoirs in order to allocate more than 4 million acre-feet of water to their contractors, leaving salmon without the cold water they need to survive. That massive mortality was authorized by the Trump administration's 2019 biological opinions, which purport to allow the Central Valley Project to kill 100% of the endangered salmon in 3 consecutive years before the biological opinion would be violated. That truly and quite literally is a plan for extinction of our salmon runs.
Obigi declared that those who benefit from the status quo of the state's water policy make water policy more complicated than it is by hiding behind jargons and acronyms to discourage the public from asking tough questions.
Tough questions like why some communities lack safe drinking water or even any water in their taps, while Stuart Resnick controls more water than the entire city of LA uses in a year. Tough questions why new almond orchards are being planted in the drought without any surface water supplies, further draining groundwater. why California's more than 2 million acres of irrigated almonds, pistachios, and walnuts use more water than all 39 million residents of California combined. Tough questions like why the state does not have real-time reporting of water diversions, relying on paper submissions that are several years old by the time they're compiled. Zeke was right, as he was with so many things. Like all of us, salmon need water, not magical thinking.
California's coastal environment was also a focus of the hearing. Oil spills, ocean warming and acidification, crisis in kelp forests, and mysterious toxins are prompting action plans by state agencies. And growing industries like aquaculture and offshore wind facilities are now navigating a complex of reviews, permits, and public scrutiny. In the near future, California's resource managers are going to have their hands full. Vic Bedoyan reporting for the KPFA News and KFCF Radio.